Earplay is made possible by grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the National Endowment for the Arts. A series of contemporary plays for radio. Earplay.
Earplay presents Third and Oak, The Pool Hall, by Marcia Norman. Marcia Norman is a native of Louisville, Kentucky, where she has worked as a book editor of the Louisville Times and as editor of the Jelly Bean Journal, a syndicated newspaper section for children. In 1977, her first full-length play, Getting Out, won the Great American Play Contest at the Actors Theater of Louisville and played to critical praise at the Mark Taper Forum in Los Angeles. Third and Oak also premiered at the Actors Theater of Louisville. It consists of two connected plays describing the late-night life of the laundromat and the pool hall on the corner of Third and Oak. Now, Third and Oak, The Pool Hall, by Marcia Norman.
Willie's Pool Hall. Sandra. Well, let's see. First I watched the ball game, then I watched the movie, now I'm watching the dust fall. No, George left early, honey. Wait a minute while I turn this TV off. Yeah, your daddy didn't have any suckers to shoot with, and you know how he hates those John Wayne movies. Well, he looked a little tired, but you should see me if you want to see tired, girl. No, GW's not here, son. Yeah, it shouldn't be too much longer. Come in here singing and carrying on, waving that fancy cue in my face. You want him to call you? And then I'll run him out as soon as I see him. And I could even put a note on the door. Don't you come in here, boy. You go on home. Your pretty wife says if she's so pretty, how come you ain't home? Yeah, how's that? Yeah. Do my best, honey. Mm-hmm. Night.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir? Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
Willie!
Well, it's the man from the radio.
How's it going?
Gets any busy, I'll have to stand up.
Or at least look up.
Sandra just called.
She knows I sign off at 3 o'clock.
She sure does.
Where else would I be?
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Boy, somebody did a hell of a job teaching that girl to tell the time. Tells me the time to come home, tells me the time to eat, tells me the time to go to bed.
Well, I told her I'd send you on as soon as you finish your beer.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't recognize you without that raising form. You got any winners tomorrow?
Till tomorrow, they all winners.
Still betting those grays?
Yeah, GW, the older I get, the more I love them gray horses.
The trouble is, most of the ones you pick grazing so much their color as an indication of their age.
Yeah, that one horse, Dusty Days, he's still running from the first time I bet on him. About 8 years now. I sit here and handicap him, and he always comes out the winner. And then he always loses. Can't figure it out.
That's because some other dude does the handicapping, Willie, back in the stables. See, they find out which ones you laying your money down on, and they tie lead weights to their legs. Now, that's handicapping, my man, I'm telling you.
Yeah, you telling me.
Did George go home already?
Sick.
Bad?
You know when it is good? Doc said circulation.
Huh. I thought I improved his circulation with that wheelchair I gave him.
Uh-huh. Calling himself the stick shift cripple. Now, that was nice, boy. End of the world wouldn't keep old George from coming in here every night, but he sure do like having that motor do the work. Last 6 months, he gets real tired, real quick.
And Sandra said he wouldn't even know if it was real leather, but I figured, what the hell? It's only money.
Oh, he knew. Yeah, said, Willie, cows got it rough, don't they? Folks looking at him, seeing steak dinners and upholstery. Yeah, you should have seen it. George doing his dumb cow voice. Hey, man, you don't love me for what I am. You love me for what I'm gonna be. your suede leather shoes that walks you to get your all-beef cheeseburger, which you pays for out of your genuine cowhide wallet.
This dude at the surgical supply says,
well, who's this for, son?
Well, I started into this whole number like I had to explain. Well, George, see, that's Sandra's father. Sandra, that's my wife. But George, he's also, my dad and George and this other man, Willie, he owns a pool hall. Well, the three of them were real tight, see? And since Dad's gone now, there's one hell of a pool player, mm-hmm. my dad. Yeah, well, but anyway, George and Willie are like, well, George's family about five ways, see? Well, on and on like that, till finally he's giving me this real crazy look. So I slap all them hundreds down and say, hey, man, just give me the chair, okay?
Hey, white dude in here the other night wouldn't let me lift George up to the rail to shoot. Said he had to keep one wheel on the floor.
You're just letting anybody in here these days.
Yeah, even DJs.
Little kid called me up tonight. Want to talk to the record player. I said, it don't talk, kid. He said, no, man. You, man. The record player. Over the air, he said that.
The record player.
Very funny.
Oh, come on, boy. It don't matter what you say over there.
Thanks.
Folks turn on the radio to hear the music, remember?
I'll try and keep that in mind. Got a new case to this cue, see?
And you hiding out tonight, ain't you? But you ain't hiding in here.
What you mean is you don't want nobody else hiding out in your hole. Well, the whole population looks pretty sparse to me.
Then what you doing here? You run out of skinny white girls?
What's with you, man?
Go home, boy. Get out of my hall. Go home and see your wife, or Jane.
Oh, now we're getting...
Yeah, we're getting...
Nowhere, man. Where's the felt brush for this table?
You know, George said that you and
Have you met my father-in-law, George? George the spy reports directly to J. Edgar Hoover here.
Yeah, well, George said it's all
right, George comes in here every night to help you stare holes in the walls. And just to keep you from seeing ghosts of the good old days, you two mothers fussing over sweet Sandra girl like she's some
like
kind of...
Like an old man's out squirting his chocolate syrup in the tall, cool glasses of white milk.
I have had enough of your mother hand act.
Then quit playing rooster. Get out. Now get right out that door.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Did I interrupt your nap? Did I disturb your dust?
Yeah, you sorry, all right. Did I pay for you to be born?
Oh, man.
Did I scrape up what was left of your old man when he died? Now you go home when I tell you.
I'm what's left of my old man.
Yeah.
And I didn't plan to be in Miami Beach when he died. It just happened, so I'd have done it. Now finish your beer.
Yeah, but you didn't. I identified him. I carried him to the ambulance. I bought his burying suit, and I paid for his funeral.
You got to plot out back to George when he goes. The way you tell it, those guys can't even die without you.
The guy in here the other night said you better not die without paying his $6,000 you owe him. Said he'd come to hell and get it. Yeah, you see this note he left?
Man, I got a whole drawer full of these things. At least thanks to me, you won't have to carry George. You can just dig a hole, wheel him out of here some night, and bury him, chair and all.
You can have your chair back, boy. He don't need your four-speed charity.
Ooh-wee! Listen to you giving away the cripple's chair. Well, Charity, my man, is building a ramp up to the pool hall.
What you think you don't do with that cue?
Gonna pick my teeth with it.
Yeah, well, you might as well, G.W., because you sure as hell don't know nothing else to do with it.
At least I ain't forgot what it's for.
And I ain't trying to be something I ain't.
I'm his kid.
You got his name.
Yes, sir. I got the prize-winning best of the three blind mice. I got old Shooter's name. I got George's only child, Sandra. And now I got my own private pool palace.
Oh, you think so, huh?
And I heard about that, too. You ain't the only nigga got spies. Guy down the station owns a part of Baskin-Robbins and says that the chain is looking for a downtown shop and they got their eye on this place. And I hear Mr. Rum Raisin Mocha Noodle makes a nice offer.
I ain't selling.
Oh, come on now, Willie. All the old pool players go to Asbury Park to die. I mean, pool play is paradise. Big tournaments, best players coming through all the time. Then just 8 miles up the Jersey coast, you got the ponies running at Monmouth Park. Gambling coming in at Atlantic City. Now, I don't blame you for going.
Well, no, this place is a fire trap. Who'd want it?
Oh, now you might as well tell me, Willie, because I got the picture already. Wake up about noon, spend a couple of hours with the racing form, then go for a swim. Oh, well, more like a walk in the pool. then drive up to Monmouth, catch the daily double, collect your money, and beat it back just in time to catch all the hustlers do business at Hopkins Billiards. Yes, sir. Racing, roulette, and rack 'em up, because Willie is retiring at Asbury Park. And I hear they even got green felt carpets in the nursing home.
You know, I'd sell this place in a minute just to keep you out of here, get you home at night.
This place? Got your friend shooter's tracks all over the floor? This place, the only place your friend George got to go to every night? You'd sell the only thing you got to show for your whole life just to keep me paying Sandra's cleaning lady.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, I married her to please Dad and George, and now I gotta keep her because of you.
Catch right on, don't you?
Yeah, well, you talking crazy, man.
No, you talk crazy for a living. Man gets famous talking to the air.
I'm not famous.
Yeah, but you talk to the air.
And I get paid for it.
Yeah, well, it ain't improved your personality.
When you are a personality, you don't have to have a personality.
Yeah, good thing.
What's between Sandra and me is between Sandra and me. Now, what do you care? She's not even your kid.
She's George's kid, and that's enough for me. And if Shooter was here,
he'd be shooting pool, and that's all, because he knows when
that's all he could do. Now, you look, I paid for you to be born.
Man.
And George paid for your wedding. George paid to get the lights turned back on over at your house, and I paid Shooter's phone bill here. George kept a grocery sending ham hocks, and I bought his beer.
So what's it come to? You take master charge?
It comes to more than you'll ever have.
Hey, I'm rich, remember?
Too bad you ain't blonde. Ooh, yeah, I hear that's a terrific combination.
Yeah, well, maybe you could take care of that for me, Willie. I mean, you taking care of George and taking care that Sandra gets her new Lincoln every year.
That's what she wants.
Mm-hmm.
And don't you rack those balls, boy.
Whatever she wants, my man, is everything there is. Sable coats, suede chairs, a Cuisinart, and a cook to run it. $100 shoes, trips to wherever it is, Hong Kong, and 14-carat gold fingernails.
Just things, boy. Everybody needs some things. You could even do with a few things.
Well, I don't need any things.
Your things are how you know it's your house.
Then my house is one of her things. I bought myself a recliner.
Yeah?
She gave it away. Said it didn't go with the rest of the things I paid for. Boy, marrying her was like co-signing for the national debt.
Marrying her is what you did.
Unfortunately.
And you're going to stay mad to her. You're going to have to answer to me.
Well, the answer is no.
And you're going to keep her happy. You're going to stay out of my sight. You're going to grow up if it kills you. And don't think you can get away with one thing, because I'm going to know every move you make.
Sure you will. What else you got to do?
No, you don't want needing something else to do. Something else besides that gambling, the dope, or whatever it is you're supposed to owe that greasy white boy that $6,000 for. He show up again, I kill him.
It's an investment, man.
The hell it is.
Yeah, I'm going to buy me a mountain, a whole mountain covered in poppies. None of your business.
No, you my business. Now, you want something? I can get it for you. I get it. But till then, I'm going to keep you from making the mistake of your life. You lose Sandra Ho. She's a real classy lady, and you like the way she looks, and you know it. Yeah, she reminds you where you want to get in this world. Well, you lose her, and you're going to lose it all. Then all you're going to have left is some lousy grams of cocaine and some pictures of your daddy.
And won't you be happy then?
I'll be happy. No, happy ain't got nothing to do with it. I'll let you back in here when you stop messing around and stay where you belong, at home with Sandra, your wife.
Till death do us part.
That's all I have to say to you now. Get out of my heart.
I don't believe you, man. I mean, did somebody make you resident caretaker and marvelous little yard man for the whole world?
Damn it, if you don't get out of my hall,
what, huh? I mean, what you gonna do? I mean, come on, put him up, man. I'll put my fist in your face. Muhammad Ali ain't got nothing on me. I mean, what you gonna do, man? You gonna prune my hedges and trim the edges of my mile-long circular driveway? Like the old man say, give me a break.
Give me a break.
Give me a break.
Yeah, Shooter always said that.
Yeah, give me a break.
Mm-hmm. Hadn't been funny for 20 years.
Probably still saying it.
Yeah. Beer's probably hot in hell, but they got all the best pool players down there. Greenleaf, Hoppy, Shooter taking them all on. Dollar a game, and the loser runs up to heaven for the cold fall city. Yeah, he was the best.
Nobody even close.
One night, he puts on this cowboy hat and glasses, wraps his left arm in a sling, and rents a tux. Figures to hop on down south side, Owensboro, pick up some fast cash. But he borrows George's car, gets the word on the shortstop there, how much money he's carrying and where he'd be standing in the room.
Who's running that place
now?
Yeah,
we're looking for a little one pocket, you see? Now, he's got on this rig, and I swear he looks so strange. And he walks into this joint, and the bartender, swinging a pretzel around his finger and opening the beer, looks up and sees this bearded, broken-armed, bifocal cowboy wearing a tux and says, hey, boys, it's Shooter Stevens. Yeah, well, he died. Like to die. I mean, he got on all that crap, and the first guy who sees him says, hey, boys, it's Shooter Stevens. Trip the alarm. The robber has arrived. Ain't nothing but nothing so damn sad as a pool player can't get a game.
Know what you mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the thing he said the last night, but... Well...
You can say the last night before the leap, before the final flying leap of his life.
Walked in, right by a big money nine ball game going on over there. Whistling. Now, that's not a good sign, whistling. Mm-mm. No, meant trouble when he was shooting. But just the walking and the whistling, yeah, well, I didn't worry, see?
Wish you had, Willie.
Hey, gets a fall city, goes back to the nine ball. Guy with the white shoes and his own stick, blue knitted pants, say, you in, buddy? Woo-hoo. Heard that word, buddy, and I knew it was all over. So shooter backs up to the cues there, picks the stick, not even looking. Mr. White Shoes say, you don't even look. And your daddy give him the ugliest, scariest, straight-on stare you ever seen in your life and says, buddy, if you can't play with any of them, you can't play with any of them. And the whole place cracked up.
Sure enough, that night,
he couldn't play with any of them.
Well, it had to be something else, Willie. I mean, my old man did not jump off that bridge because of a lousy run here.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, boy. He did. Mm-hmm. He really did. Oh, sure, maybe he knew he was losing it. Shaky stroke. No games. Hell, George was even beating it. Yeah, so, it wasn't that one night. But it was this damn game, and you can bet all your fancy DJ bucks on that.
All right, then, since you know so much about my old man, why'd he pick that side?
What, go for the salvage yard instead of the water?
Yeah, why'd he land on the 64 Chevy?
I got a notion.
Let's hear it.
Well, he was a hell of a swimmer.
Oh, sure.
Well, I'm telling you, boy. Yeah, your old man was so stubborn. I mean, he didn't want to give himself the slightest chance of pulling out of that leap alive. No, he never would have lived it down. Hey, George would have been on him something awful. Yeah, you see, they called me to come get him. Yeah, one of the cops knew us. Got there, nice bright morning. Spotted him soon as I got out the car. Been laying there all night, flat on his back. Arms stretched out, legs hanging down over the windshield. That far away, I swear to God, looked like he was getting himself a suntan.
Just what he always wanted.
Yeah. The close-up was different. You need the shorter bridge.
Just shut up about it, Will.
I'm talking your bridge, not his. 6 inches, fingers to Q-tip.
You start playing, I start listening.
Now, look, Shooter was doing the game I had in this town. Now, he's gone, so why bother?
Bother? It's your game, man.
It was his game, and it killed him.
You don't keep in shape. He'll be ashamed of you down in Hell's Pool or make you watch. But I've been waiting to play with you, Shooter. You'll say, and you'll say, Willie, hey, man, I'm real glad to see you. And you look great. But this here is a serious game, you know?
I'll keep this place open. I'll tell you to bend from the knees and stroke from the shoulder. But unless I get some all-fired good reason like my life depended on it, I ain't playing.
Is it gonna kill you to play with me?
You want a beer?
You just couldn't stand losing to me.
No, what I couldn't stand is a game that didn't mean nothing. Now, don't take it personal, boy. But I went 15 rounds with the champ. So I ain't got nothing to prove to the challengers. Now, do you want a beer or not?
No.
Boy.
Yeah?
What you doing here?
Working on this bank shot.
Boy.
What?
Now look, and don't lean on your... Oh, hell. Hey, you ever see him shoot with an umbrella?
No.
Lost your crib one night before he figured it out.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Having us a hell of a storm. Your old man comes in soaked, carrying his umbrella, still all folded up and perfect. George busts out laughing and said, "Well, why didn't you use that thing, Shooter? You the dumbest nigga." And Shooter said, just like always, the first thing popped into his head. Says, "'Cause I'm running the rack with it, sucker." So George said, "Let's see your green, man." Well, Shooter didn't have none, of course. Mm-hmm. So he says, "Bet the kid's bad, buddy." Mm-hmm. Now, he gets to the 7, and it's plumb froze to the rail. So he looks it over, checks the line, sets him a sweet rail bridge, pulls back to shoot, and George up and say, "Do the name Ruby Begonia ring a bell?"
And Dad miscued.
Yeah, and then he hit George upside the head.
Then George went over and got my crib.
Yeah, well, a bet's a bet, boy. Came dragging it back in here and said, "Your mama said, George, I am so tired of seeing your face carrying out my furniture."
You guys.
And then he had to learn to shoot with that umbrella, because that's the only way to George to get him the crib back. Run the rack, you get it back. Run the rack, you get it back. It's a wonder old George didn't die for that bet. He could be awful mean, your daddy.
The 3 blind mice.
Oh, God, were we ever.
They all ran after the farmer's wife.
Hey, you use a wafer on that tip.
She cut up their tails with a carving knife.
Need about 5
you ever see such a
right
sight in your life as the 3 blind mice?
Yeah, and your mama, that night at the jail. Good God Almighty.
Well, I've heard that story so many times, I don't know anything like I know that story.
Yes, so do it.
See, I was pregnant with you, boy, and painting on your crib one night while your daddy and George and Willie were all busy beating up on each other down at Willie's pool hall.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I picked up the phone, and Lord have mercy, it's the police. And they say they got 3 beat up black men all calling my name. And they said, would I gather up some money and come relieve them of their prisoners? And they said, it's going to be dark when you get down here, honey, because electric's gone out and the stove ain't working, but we gave him some Velveeta cheese just to hold him till you get down here, girl.
She got one look at us sitting in that drunk tank, sitting on the floor in the dark, eating cheese, and she said, I drive myself all the way down here, I give them all my money, and what I get? The 3 blind mice. Mm-hmm. Oh, and then Shooter turns on the radio on the way home.
Uh-oh.
And she said, I ain't through screaming at you yet, turn that thing off. And George, if you don't stop bleeding on my car, you gonna walk.
It's a wonder she didn't drive him straight to the Red Cross saying, George here was so anxious to give you all some blood, he done started without you. Catch a couple of pints and send him over to Willie's when he dries out.
Lord, I'd like to see your mama again. Mm-hmm. Maybe she'd visit. Yeah, well, she would have walked to China for your daddy. Nearly did a couple of times. But God, did she hate George.
You remember George's stick at the wedding?
Mm. And who gives this woman to be married to this man?
Brethren, the Q and me, we do.
Amen. Ooh, and that big fudge cake sitting in the table here.
Yeah, Mom won the reception at the church.
Yeah, sure she did.
Sandra wanted it at the Palm Room.
Well, not a bad place.
And her mom wanted it at the Galt House.
But we had it here.
Boy, I have got this great picture of Dad and George holding their cues and looking down real serious at this, what was always their table, but what is now a high-rise fudge cake. You pouring champagne on their heads.
Oh, Sandra was beautiful that day.
Yeah, well, she's still beautiful now. Mm-hmm.
What?
Man, we met Ben Vereen at a convention last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he was in the hall doing his tap number, acting crazy. Well, we walked up, he got a look at her and tripped. You believe that? Ben Vereen tripped just looking at her.
Yeah. George says she's the best shot he ever made. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a couple of practice strokes. Yeah, and then clean drop in the middle pocket. Yeah, told us that night, busted in here, ran 68 balls, and left saying, and that's just warming up, my stroke sucker, cause this mouse is headed for the hole.
Should have headed for the gold mine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she really wants a new Lincoln, huh?
Silver.
Used to look like the Lincoln dealership in front of this place.
When we can't even go to Sears driving my BMW, I have to arrive in her link.
She just looks like money.
Yeah, which is why I don't have any. I mean, I don't mind spending money. She just thinks we're loaded.
Well, ain't you?
Loaded? Hell, we ain't even packed.
Oh, George said he raised you to 30 grand.
You want a taco?
Yeah, said you can expect 60, maybe 70 in 5 years.
And then what? You ever see any old DJs, man? You start watching those records go around long enough, you start walking in circles, talking in circles, thinking in circles. Some job bores you to death and then drives you crazy. The only thing I've learned in 5 years is the names of 892 singing groups and how many people in the city don't have anybody to talk to late at night, so they call up the record player.
So quit.
And do what?
Well, you tell me.
I don't know.
Oh, there's got to be something you like to do.
I like to play pool.
No, that's not what I mean. I mean something else.
There isn't anything else.
Ooh, then you got a real problem, boy, because pool just ain't your game.
I see.
I mean, you do okay, but I got to tell
you. No, you don't.
Well, good. So tell me something else you'd like to do.
There isn't anything else I'd like to do.
Oh. Now, there is about a billion jobs in this world. You mean to tell me there ain't one or two that might make you happy?
How am I supposed to know what's going to make me happy? And what difference does it make? You don't work to be happy. You work to make money. Happy, my man, is... Oh, shoot, one of the seven dwarfs.
Well, either you really do like what you do, in which case you can shut up griping about it, or you hate what you do, so you quit.
I don't like it, and I don't hate it. It pays the bills.
Fine, Fish pays the bills.
Not her bills.
And I am sick to death of you blaming her for spending the money you make. You quit making it, and she'll quit spending it. Till then, what she supposed to do? What you spit on it? She'd do anything for you, but you ain't told her nothing except don't buy fur coats. So she's doing what she can, making you look good and making your house look good.
Hmm.
You quit work and she'll make Poe look good. So shut up about how you have to work to pay her bills. Her bills are all you got to show for your work, best I can tell.
Well, I got something to tell you, and I got the chain burns to prove it. I am a certified, wholly owned, shipped to the plantation slave boy, property of Master Charles.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to have my taco, if that's all right with you.
Well, you shouldn't eat that crap.
Girl next door said, Oh, come on, man. Now, I stopped in the laundromat next door and put my clothes in the washer. Now, this white girl talked to me, okay?
Yeah, okay.
She says they make these tacos out of dog food.
No, ain't nothing like that, man. They paint them on velvet. Same as the picture of them bullfighters they got hanging up in there. There's this artist does them out back. And some of them comes out in matadors, and some of them comes out... tacos.
Right.
Yeah, but George eats so many of them, he starts speaking Spanish around midnight.
I keep telling Sandra she should come see him.
Mm-hmm, she should. He's her father. She should come in here some night.
I know, I told her.
Yeah? So tell her not to. Tell her this is the last place you want to see her sweet face. Look ugly, mean, hit the table. She'll sneak right over here as soon as you look the other way.
Mm-hmm. It's like this other routine she's got going. Should I wear the red or should I wear the green? I say, well, the green. On goes the red. I say, the red.
On go the green.
I mean, why does she bother to ask?
It ain't just her, kid. They all do it.
Yeah, but why?
But if I knew that, I'd be on the Johnny Carson show instead of running this dump.
Yeah.
Now, you get Sandra down here to see George. He needs it, but he won't ask for it. He won't get himself over there to her, your place. Because he don't feel he hates that white rug.
Who doesn't?
I know she don't feel safe coming down, and I don't exactly blame her. It ain't safe. And she is good about calling. But you bring her down here, you hear?
Right.
All right. Pay attention up here, man. Boy's gonna try your favorite trick. Shoot her.
Come on.
Hey.
Come on.
I set it up for you. Now, you can do it.
This ain't my game, remember?
No. All right. Now, cue ball here. Hit top center, like a clean follow. No English. Now, you hit the one about half ball, and it goes in the left side, while the two is rotating its way over to the right corner. Mm-hmm. Ooh, and not to leave anybody out in the cold, the cue ball rolls across the table and drops the three on the other side. Oh, and don't scratch.
Ha, of course.
One over here, two over there, and three over there.
Yeah. Okay, I'm ready.
Now, what about tears?
You got a shopping list for my life. Milk, bread, wife,
kids. Well, then read me your list. What do you want?
Her exact words, Willie, about having kids. Her exact words. I'm going to blow up like a whale. Not this body, baby. I look like I'm shoplifting a beach ball. Honey. I mean, if you could buy them, she'd have them. But she ain't buying having them.
Probably thinks she'd have to raise it by herself.
If she'd have a baby, I'd stay.
Does she know that?
And how long am I supposed to wait? I mean, if we had the kid today, I'd be 40. The kid be 10. He'd be ready to go off to play ball, and I'd be bolting down to Jericho.
And what you doing now? Going out on her all over town. That's supposed to convince her to have your kid for you?
Who's ever playing these records in your head is asleep at the deck, man. It's broken. Keeps going around and around.
You shape up, you get your kid.
Want to bet?
Want to try?
I want to try this shot, okay?
Okay. Stick level.
Okay. Here's one for the old man. Hell.
One to nothing. Favor the old man.
He really could make this.
That shot bought you strained carrots, kid. A lot of folks thought he couldn't make this. A lot of folks and a lot of their money said he'd miss. But he never did.
Hey, you know, you ought to set up a whole tournament of trick shots. You know, charge admission and entry fees, clear out the back and put in a whirlpool for George.
There ain't nothing wrong. I mean, with you with Sandra. Doctors, they got all...
No.
But there's tests.
Look, Willie, she's taking the pill, using a diaphragm. I got to use a rubber. She keeps foam just in case. I'm telling you, man, the woman just doesn't want any kids, okay?
But then you got to change her mind. George needs a grandbaby.
Well, tell her that. Have George tell her that.
Shooter needs a grandbaby.
Shooter is dead. Willie needs a grandbaby.
You don't have any kids. It's the end of the line for the three blind mice.
You're talking to the wrong person, Willie. I want kids. And I'll tell you something else. Sandra could care less about the three blind mice. Okay. Here we go.
Yeah, well, that's two. Three, and the old man crosses you off his visiting list.
Have your own kids. You got a couple of good shots left in you.
No, I'm old, G. Duffy.
Ain't a question of old. It's a question of aim. Concentration. Bend from the hip, steady stroke, you know.
Yeah, I know.
So how long has it been, huh?
None of your business, boy.
That long, huh? Okay, here goes. Watch.
I'm watching.
Oh, come on.
And that's three.
Hello?
Oh, laundry's next door, miss.
Yeah, but I'm looking for the pool hall. Hi, Shooter.
How you doing?
We closed.
Are you really?
Yes.
See, I got Shooter Stevens' clothes. Shooter Stevens. They put them
Shooter
out
Stevens.
There, and I figured since I didn't
pay you out... got Shooter Stevens' clothes?
He said it was his nickname.
Girl's got your old man's clothes, Gary Wayne. Shooter Stevens' clothes.
Hey, thanks.
I thought they were yours. Oh, well, I guess it don't matter now.
Nope, it don't matter now.
You didn't have to do these clothes.
Your dad has nice stuff.
They're mine.
Is it okay for me to be here?
Sure, I invited you, didn't I?
Don't you just love the way they smell when they come out of the dryer?
you thirsty?
I put in a cling freight. That's the smell. Three tacos left.
Sorry, chips, though.
Quarter a bag.
Mind if I look around?
Not much to see.
Sure. I'll set up so you can see how the game goes.
Willie? He told us you really loved this game.
He did, huh?
Hard to tell what year it is in here.
This is called racking the balls.
Hey, you got a Sea Rock City ashtray. I've been there. Wasn't much. Only thing I really wanted to see we couldn't stop for. On the way there, kept seeing the signs. Giant jungle rat. Sure wish I could have seen that giant jungle rat.
Oh, we got them coming here all the time.
Really, just old jungle mice.
Shooter, you hungry? There's this pancake place down on Broadway.
His name is Gary Wayne.
Always wondered if that place was any good, but I haven't had pancakes since I was...
You'd love it. They're open all night, too.
I thought the Board of Health closed it down.
Now, first you have to break.
Somebody gonna sweep up the pieces?
Like this.
Yeah, something like that. And stop by someday when we open, and you see what a real pool
is. This is a game of rotation. You have to hit the one ball first. Then every shot after that, you have to hit the lowest numbered ball on the table. Now, you can sink other balls with that shot, but if you don't hit the lowest numbered ball first, then the other balls come out and you lose your turn.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, now, bend like this. Let the cue rest in your hand about here or so. Now, stand up a minute. Put your hand flat on the table. Ease it up like an inchworm.
That?
Perfect. Now, curl your index finger and slip the cue through the hole. Now, take some practice strokes. I on the ball.
I got it. Your dad's name is the same as yours.
Yeah.
Shooter.
No, Stephen.
One hell of a pool player. You see, my dad and Willie here and this other man, George, were the three of them...
The father of G.W.'s wife?
The three of them were real tight.
Friends.
It's more like triplets. I mean, anything I needed. Lunch money, prophylactics, anything. Didn't matter which one I asked, it all seemed to come out of the same pocket.
You did.
Gave the same advice, wore the same clothes, drove the same cars, drank the same beer about the same age, called themselves the all-for-one and one-for-all three blind mice.
This place we did stop in, on that trip where we didn't stop in to see the giant jungle rat, this place, Pete's, had this three-headed mouse in a jar. It was dead, though. A freak. I'm ready. What happened?
Well, loosen your finger a little and aim for the middle of the ball.
They said it had, the heads, only had one heart. That's what killed them. It, the mouse.
Well, yeah, right. I mean, it'd be real hard for one heart to pump enough blood for three heads.
How does this end? This rotation?
I could turn out the light.
The first person to get 61 points wins the game.
Could be real soon, huh?
What kind of pancakes you like?
Strawberry with whipped cream.
Well, I'll just call over and have them save some. Wouldn't want them to run out before we get there.
Here, you get the rest of the balls in, okay?
Her mother's probably worried about her, G.W.
Sure. You can learn a lot just by watching. I got to keep in practice anyway. Don't want to lose my touch.
Yeah.
Must feel good to like something this much.
Yeah.
Mom likes TV.
Yeah?
Joe loves his 64 Chevy. I must love something.
Miss Giant Jungle Rat. Dee Dee, is that your name, Dee Dee?
Yes.
Go home.
Willie!
The pool hall is closed, and Gary Wayne has a wife to go home to, and I'm going to see that he gets there. Now go home.
No, see, we're going
to... Good night.
It's his hall.
Yeah.
Need a cab?
I just live across the street.
Well, I'll watch you through the window.
That's us. See those blueberries in the window? It's light. They're light. I mean, I like blue. It's not my favorite color, but I like a lot. And somebody gave it to me for... Well, if the other lights were out, you could see it real good. No, not it. Them. No, it. The light better. The vines on it and everything. I can't ever... Well, I have to hunt all over town to find blue bulbs. I tried painting one blue, but something in the paint, I guess, made the bulb break. No, it didn't break, but it got these little holes all over the... Don't you ever shut up, Dee Dee. Mom says I could find something to say to a head of cabbage.
You got a cabbage at home to talk to?
Yeah. Night.
Hey, thanks for doing my laundry. Good night.
Guess I'll be hearing you on the radio, huh?
Whatever you say.
Bye.
Just who do you think you are, man?
Messed up your plans, huh, kid?
I can make them again, you know.
Not in here.
It's a free country, Willie.
Not in here.
And who knows, a little longer, you might have even picked up a cue and played with me. I mean, anything. You would have done just about anything just to keep me from sharing a stack of strawberry pancakes with a dumb blonde who talks to cabbages. I mean, you tell me why it is I am not allowed to talk to other people in this world without having you standing there like Moses, even your stone tablet Ten Commandments down on my unsuspecting just standing there head. I mean, you do this to Dad? That you deal with him? I'll pay your bills, you do what I say. And when he couldn't make your trick shots anymore, he had to jump off that bridge because he had never found anything else satisfying in his life because you had already done it all for him. I mean, that the real story?
Now, look, Shooter was my friend. And I don't see that you've got any friends, so you don't know nothing about friends, so shut up.
He was my father, and I'll say whatever I want. And I'll call myself Shooter if I want, and I'll dump Sandra if I want, and I'll mess around with white women if I want.
Yeah, well, you go to hell.
I mean, what gives you the right to run my life?
I tell you what it is.
Oh, yes, the gospel according to St. Willie. Thou shalt not call thyself by thy father's name, because it is a holy name. And thou shalt not try to play thy father's game, because it is a holy game. And thou shalt not make thy living at a radio station. And thou shalt not go home at night, except that thou go straight home. And thou shalt not refuse thy wife Sandra a new Lincoln or whatever else she wants. Thou shalt not buy thy father-in-law George a motorized wheelchair, because that shall be called charity. Thou shalt not talk to any other women. Thou shalt not especially talk to white women.
8.
Thou shalt not get old enough to make thy own decisions.
9.
Thou shalt not know that the pool hall is already sold.
10.
Yeah, 10. But this one is for you. Thou shalt not forsake, desert, skip out on, run away from, break promises to, or leave behind to die thy friends.
That's for me.
I mean, you know what's going to do to George when you split to New Jersey? It's going to kill him, man. I mean, where's he got to go? Nowhere. And what has he got to do? Nothing. And who does he care about in this whole world? Nobody except you. And you've already sold this place, and too cheap at that to go live it up at Asbury Park. Well, I'm sorry, George, old friend, to leave you behind in your wheelchair and all, but you call me up sometime and we'll talk about the good old days.
George,
George will understand? Mm-mm, no, sir. George will not understand. Only 2 of the 3 blind mice left as it is, and you've sold the whole. And you were giving me all that stuff about Sandra. Do your duty. Keep your commitments. Hang in there with your promises, GW. And all the time, you were deciding whether to pack your black shoes and wondering whether they got senior citizen swimming pools.
Are you through?
No. All my life, I watched my dad and George depend on you. And maybe you got a rest coming, but not yet. Because if you leave him now while he's so sick, if you leave him now all alone, then all that friend's talk was just talk. And all those friend's stories was made up, and all that stuff about you be good to Sandra because she's my friend George's kid was nothing but lies. Because if you leave him now all alone, then you are not his friend, and you never were.
My friend George.
Your friend George.
My friend George is dying.
No.
And I'm not going to Asbury Park. Mm-mm. No, I'm going to stay here and watch my friend George die.
You said sick.
Yeah, I said sick. Now, why didn't you go home when I first told you?
Because I didn't want to.
Would you go home now, please?
No. I'm ready for a beer. How about you?
Yeah. And a bag of chips. Mm-mm. The one at the top.
This one?
Yeah.
Here you go.
Oh, we've been watching this bag. Me and George. We figure it's about a year old now.
How long does he have?
A couple of months. Maybe.
That's not much.
Nope.
Hospital?
Friday. They said it'd be more comfortable.
That bad?
Right.
And, this place. Selling this place is, gonna pay for it.
Just about. But if he really drags his feet, then he might take my car, too.
There's Medicare.
No. Next to Governor. Mrs. Friends. Oh, the place on the mall's getting all the business anyway. Got TV games and air hockey.
Pink felt tables and a ladies' john.
Real clean.
Safe.
And then there's the jukebox here. Don't exactly draw the crowds, you know? Well, Dave George got his first wheelchair, hit him pretty hard, you know? I thought I told you this. Had me stop by Vine Records, by all his favorites. couple of chubby checkers. Lots of Tennessee Ernie Ford. Filled up the jukebox with them. Left on the labels up top like they were. Just changed the record. No matter what somebody picked, they got one of George's oldies but goodies. Made people mad? It made me mad. I mean, he's got lousy taste in music, George. Likes real crap, you know? Yeah, well, it wasn't that bad, though. Funny sometimes. People punching up Aretha Franklin, getting Pat Boone.
Pat Boone?
Well, you know, George.
I ever tell you what he told me the day we got married?
A little fatherly advice?
Yeah, he said, boy, he said, there's something you got to know about women. He said, yeah, you want them to act nice? You want to stay out of trouble with them? You want them to love you forever? And I'm saying, yeah, George, how do I do that? He says, well, when you get undressed at night, you got to hang up your clothes.
Hang up your clothes?
Sandra must have guessed. She said George was smelling funny. That's why she wouldn't come see him.
And she's just scared of it.
Aren't you?
George ain't got no smell on him I ain't smelled. She just don't want to know about it.
Maybe.
She's afraid she'll be with him when it happens. He'll say something smart like, if you'll excuse me, honey, I gotta be going. And close his eyes and split. Go. Die.
Maybe. And maybe she's just a selfish, silly little girl who started buying grown-up clothes but never grew into them.
She'll get there.
I could help.
No.
With George.
And shave it.
For you?
I want a table set right next to my casket. So right after, don't he look nice? I'll hear, hey, a little nine ball. I mean, if I got to lay there dying for a beer, at least I can have a game to watch, right? Yeah, guys cussing, can on, balls flying off the table, squashing carnations in my wreath I'm wearing, says bartender.
If that's the way you want it.
You know what I want.
Yeah, I know.
You hear?
I hear you.
Right.
I heard you, okay?
So?
So what?
So are we gonna play or not?
Pool? Hey, man.
I thought you too old to hug me, didn't you?
You break my ribs, you're gonna pay the doctor bills.
It won't be the first time. Okay, boy.
Now, just chalk up your cue, man, and nine ball, dollar a game.
Ooh, you on, buddy.
Buddy?
And I gotta see this dollar, sucker.
Give me a break.
What you say?
Give me a break.
Third and Oak, The Pool Hall, by Marcia Norman. Joe Morton played Shooter, John Hancock played Willie, and Dawn Didowick was heard as Dee Dee. The play was directed by John Jory and engineered by Marv Nunn. It was produced in cooperation with the Actors Theater of Louisville. Third and Oak was recorded in Madison, Wisconsin by Earplay, the Radio Drama Production Center for Public Broadcasting. Thank you.
Earplay is made possible by grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the National Endowment for the Arts. This is NPR, National Public Radio.